classroom groomers. Lawsuit claims Massachusetts school district secretly promoted students' gender transitions. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 19, 2022. Parents filed a lawsuit against a Massachusetts school district last week alleging that administrators at a middle school secretly promoted the gender transitions of two students against their parents' wishes. One attorney commented, "The term groomer is being used a lot today. Imagine what goes through any parent's mind when you have some other adult talking to your kid about sexuality and saying we're going to hide this conversation from your parents." Two sets of parents filed a federal lawsuit on April 12 against the Ludlow School Committee in Ludlow, Massachusetts, claiming the school district violated parents' civil rights at Paul L. Baird Middle School by allowing students to adopt different names and pronouns without informing their parents, reports MassLive.com. The suit names the school committee, Interim Superintendent Lisa Nemeth, Former Superintendent Todd Gesta, Baird Middle School Principal Stacy Monette, School Counselor Marie Claire Foley, and former librarian Jordan Funka. Ludlow Public Schools impermissibly inserted themselves into the private realm of the families, superseding their rights to make decisions regarding their children's upbringing, mental health, and well-being, the parents said, according to a report by New York Post. The parents say they had asked Paul L. Baird Middle School employees not to have private conversations with their children regarding gender ideology, but that the superintendent, principal, guidance counselor, and teachers ignored this request and went on to refer to their biological daughter and son by other pronouns without the parents' knowledge. The young siblings are identified in the lawsuit as BF and GF, respectively. According to the legal filing, BF, who is only 11 years old, wrote in a February 2021 email to school staff, "I am genderqueer, my new name will be R. If you did name me or use any pronouns I am uncomfortable with, I will politely tell you. A list of pronouns you can use are she slash her he slash him they slash them fae slash fairy slash ervey slash fairzy slash semzy slash sir," the email added. "Please only use the ones I have listed and not the other ones. I do not like them," BF wrote, the parents said in court papers. BF's guidance counselor Marie Claire Foley responded to the young student and other school staff on the email exchange, writing, "R, bitch, is still in the process of telling his parents and is requesting that school staff refer to him as bitch and use she slash her pronouns with her parents and in written emails slash letters home," the parents say. BF's 12-year-old sibling also asked teachers and counselors to address him by a female name, S, and hid those conversations from the parents, the lawsuit adds. Principal Stacy Monette has reportedly since placed the educator on leave. Andrew Beckwith, an attorney for the parents, told the New York Post that the email exchange between school staff and the young siblings shows the school is hiding it from parents intentionally. "The term groomer is being used a lot today," Beckwith said. "Imagine what goes through any parent's mind when you have some other adult talking to your kid about sexuality and saying we're going to hide this conversation from your parents." Beckwith added that the parents specifically told the school, "We're getting mental health treatment for our daughter and we don't want the school interfering with that." But school staff continued to have clandestine conversations with the students anyway. Meanwhile, the school system reportedly says that it is simply following the state's gender guidance. Massachusetts is not the only state that appears to be broadening its gender and sex education guidelines to include bizarre concepts such as gender identity and transgender ideology. New Jersey is also expanding its sex education curriculum, and in doing so, school districts in the state are reviewing new material, which even include teaching students as young as 10 years old that puberty blockers are an acceptable way to manage adolescence, and that masturbating a few times a day is a healthy way to relieve stress. As woke, transgender, and gender ideology attempt to infiltrate academia, other states are making moves to pass anti-grooming laws. Last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which prohibits teachers from discussing sexuality and transgender ideology to children in kindergarten through third grade. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.